Hey, before I start today's episode, I want to tell you about my new Etsy shop called Toss Yard Games, featuring dope illustrations on graphic tees of your favorite backyard games. I'm talking spike ball, can jam, cornhole, all the way to games like Daloo, 21 or Bus. Oh my gosh, I have it all. Designs created by myself, and I'm happy to share with you guys. So check it out, Toss Yard Games on Etsy. Links are in show notes. Rep the game you love with an awesome design. Check it out now.
This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what is up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing Tower Ball. Yes, yes, Tower Ball is a brand new game by the company Caliber Games. They plan to be making a lot more games, but this is their first product and they hit it out of the park. This game mixes cornhole and darts in a unique way that literally brings more than just two or four people playing together. You can literally bring a group of people to play this game with its unique gameplay. And not only that, it's built solid. Weatherproof. Yeah, weatherproof. Leave this thing in your backyard. It won't go anywhere. It won't rot. It won't change colors. You got yourself a solid backyard game. I've tested this out. I've had this game for about a week now over Christmas break with the family. And yes, it holds up to the name and all the fun it has. So let's get into this chat. I have Alex on the line, and links are in the show notes. Use promo code TOSSTALK, all caps, all together, and receive $30 off your order of a Tower Ball set. That's right, promo code TOSSTALK. And yeah, let's get into this chat.
Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I'm glad we finally got to make this happen. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me on.
Of course. I'm excited. I got your game set, and it's a very cool product. But let's get right into it. Where are you from, and how did you come about creating Tower Ball?
Yeah, so I'm from Dallas, Texas, and my wife and I have always been into backyard games. And so we had a business that we sold back in March, and we were trying to think of what's the next thing we want to do. We said, well, this is our opportunity to kind of get into the backyard game space, invent something. And so we started thinking of all the different things that we would make as parameters to develop a game, and Tower Ball is kind of where we landed. We made it out of cardboard the first time, like in our house, and then just kind of slowly developed it from there.
Wow. Yeah, I saw some of the Instagram pictures and stuff of how you started putting it together with some cardboard and everything like that. What actually led you to combining like all the games for it?
Yeah, I mean, I think our biggest parameters were, you know, I'm 33 now. So like when I was younger, we loved playing spike ball. We loved playing the just more move around athletic games.
Yeah.
And as we've gotten older and we're on our third kid, it's a little bit more like, okay, like we need to have something where I'm not going to be drenched in sweat after I play. Yeah. So we wanted something a little more casual. We wanted something that you could actually have a bunch of people play, you know, get through the game faster than let's say a cornhole. You know, because cornhole takes a solid 20-30 minutes.
It really does.
The right way. So that was some of our parameter. We wanted it to be 360-degree gameplay. We wanted it to be, you know, collapsible, fits in a backpack. So yeah, it's just like you know, it takes a long time, obviously, to make a backyard game.
Yeah.
And so we started prototyping. We started kind of coming up with like, what's the right height? What's the right width, the thickness, all that kind of stuff. So just kind of as we iterated over time, we kind of narrowed it down to what is now the final product.
Yeah, and that you hit some very good points about how your game really does include like everybody. Like looking at some of the videos and everything, it is like a perfect game just to have like in the middle of a group while you're having a party, and people can casually play and stuff like that. Like that's awesome. So what version are you on from the original concept?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've gone through a lot of different versions, right? So I think for us, like from the cardboard version until now, we're probably on like version 7 or 8. And a lot of that is we had a local manufacturer vendor here that we developed the prototypes with. Is there, I mean, backyard games, there's
Of
so many
course.
little minute details of, okay, well, how many holes are going to be on each side, and what's the circumference of each hole, and what's the thickness of the stroke, and that kind of stuff. So before we went to mass produce it and create the plastic injection mold, we knew we needed to really finalize it here in the US because we could, tinker with it. So after 4 or 5 different versions here that were just made out of, not wood, it was literally just like a syndicated piece of wood. I mean, it was,
Like a
yeah,
hard harder,
super, yeah, exactly. It's almost like foam. It was just like the cheapest way to kind of test it. And so we did that. And then, yeah, so we're on version, I can't remember exactly, but version 7 or 8 by now.
Well, you landed on a good one because it looks great, and I could see the level of detail that went into it. I guess that's what you get with 7 different versions.
Yeah, exactly.
So you said you're getting it made here in the US, or is that overseas now?
No, so we were not able to. We tried to get it made here, just based on such a large plastic injection mold. The U.S. is really not set up for all the stuff that happened after. So we were able to potentially do the plastic injection mold here, but it's the labor to actually put the pad printing and the actual, they have to take the plastic mold piece off and sand it down and then repaint it. So long story short, it made more sense to manufacture in China. And then my partner in the business, has a bunch of experience importing from China. And so we had some existing relationships that we were able to work with.
Yes, that's awesome. That's a big step, getting somebody else on board too that can help you out with that, because that's a whole nother learning curve.
Oh yeah, I mean, for us, when we started it in April of this year, we would have never gotten it to market if I didn't have a partner that had that level of experience. And we had experience in it with our previous business, just importing and just understanding how to get stuff from China in the right way.
Cool. So how big's the team? Is it just you and your partner and a few other people, or?
Yeah, so it's me, my partner. I've got another partner in Austin, and then we've got, a couple different contractors that we work with. So right now the team's like 3 to 5 people, depending on the day.
And how's it going so far with sales and everything?
It's going great. I think when we launched, it was, we knew like, hey, this is a new game. Literally no one's ever heard of it. We're trying to be on the higher end of the price point of backyard games, right? Like we're kind of in the nice set of cornhole price. And so I think for us, we've been super encouraged by the amount of sell-throughs that we've been getting on all of our digital advertising. So, with the iOS changes, we were impacted by that just like everyone else was, right? It's much more difficult to run an effective, targeted digital advertising campaign. And so we've been working on ways around it and doing the best that we can. But I would say overall, yeah, sales were super encouraged. And ultimately, the thing we're most excited about is just the reviews of the game. Just because people commenting on the quality. I mean, you got your set. We really tried to go over the top, over engineer it, like something that you won't be able to break.
That is good. You're getting a lot of good feedback. And yeah, the game is well bi built. I love the colors of it. It being like I do like things that are like aesthetically pleasing. So it would be nice to have something like that in your backyard, you know, while you're entertaining and everything like that. Not just some like junky game out there, you know, like what the hell is this? Like it's very inviting.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Nice. Yeah, so we've been talking about it. So exactly, just for everybody listening, like how do you play the game?
Yeah, great question. And that's honestly one of the biggest things we knew was going to be the biggest challenge with like launching a backyard game. We were actually just at an event at Texas Ranger Stadium here in Arlington, and there was cross net, spike ball, cornhole, just a bunch of the yard game legends. And then we were set up next to them, and you see all these people dispersed. They go to the games that they know how to play. In our game, it's like, hey, they're literally coming over, like, how do I play this? Even though it's when you see tower ball, it's literally like you throw a ball into a hole. You know that, right? It's pretty straightforward. But we have 2 to 3 different ways that you can play. The most simple way to play is each person takes 3 steps away from the tower on side one, and then each person gets 4 shots per side, and each side is worth however many holes are on the board. So if you're on the one hole side, which is where you start, they're worth 1 point. The two hole side, they're worth 2 points. You go around the tower, and whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Fairly straightforward. And what do you play to?
Yeah. You play, well, you each get 4 shots, right? So it's just however many points you can get in the limited number of throws.
I get that.
So that's
Nice.
what makes it the games go much quicker, right? So it's like someone can play against someone else, and you know, it literally takes like 3 minutes to play the game. So
Nice,
you
nice.
can play really quick. The other way to play is called Around the Tower, which just has a little bit more nuance to it. But the object of that game is each person gets 4 throws again, and you try to complete and make it in every single hole. So the first person to make it in all the holes wins. So that makes it where you have to utilize every hole on each panel,
So
which
you start.
that's my favorite way to play.
I feel like when you start getting a little bit better at it, you start aiming, picking out your hole and everything like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think the big thing for us was just trying to make it challenging enough to where if you own it, you're not just going to make every shot.
True. I do like the quick gameplay though. Those are so you can have like more rounds and keep going back and forth. There's another couple games that I've played that I'm really starting to like where it's just like, yeah, we have a quick couple rounds and then we move on.
Yeah,
Just like
exactly.
cornhole is like, you know, takes forever sometimes. So, nah, definitely entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm like excited to get this out there and show more people because I mean a lot of people always ask me like because I was just at a party last night and I just brought over some random games. So it is fun to just like share new games with people. So I'm excited about this one.
No, thanks a lot, man. Yeah, I mean, it's guys like you and just people that love yard games. I mean, that's who we want to get it in the hands of, right? And get it out there. I think for us, like our whole mission with this whole thing is just to give people a reason to get off their phones and enjoy each other's company, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, gotta experience, have those moments together and not be so, especially after COVID and everything, everybody was all distance apart, that it is nice to come back and enjoy and have some good memories, especially over a cool game.
Yeah, and for us it was like we wanted it to be more accessible to really anyone. I mean, anyone can throw a ball into a hole. And so giving people the rules, I mean, it was really fun over Thanksgiving. We got tons of people reaching out to us just saying, hey, this is the game that we invented. Here's how we like to play. That's the other fun part is that you can kind of create your own game after you play a couple that, you know, that we explain to you.
Yeah, I saw that you can like even just do horse and do like some trick shots and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it ends up being with my friends, right? It's just like, oh, who can make it from where?
I love that. All right, guys, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you have not heard of Quartersback, let me change that for you. Quartersback is a fun tabletop game that involves elements of literally like all the games. I'm talking cornhole, can jam, dice, quarters, everything. This is a fun tabletop game that can even involve up to 10 people. Yes, I said 10 people. How about that at your party? Everybody just playing one game. That sounds awesome. And right now, Toss Talk listeners will receive $5 off their first purchase of Quarters Back. Use promo code Toss Talk, capital T's, no space, Toss Talk. Links are in the show notes. Get yourself a set and enjoy. All right, so welcome back. Let's get back into this chat. So what, moving on a little bit, what is your current marketing strategy that you have going on to build your brand awareness?
No, that's a great question. So for us, we actually developed a game company that it's called Caliber Games. So we actually have two or three other games that we've invented that we're going to bring to market in 2022. And so for us, our purpose is, hey, we want to develop new games every year, release them, you know, at least two or three every single year. And then our marketing strategy with Caliber is to do community events, have strategic partnerships with different brands that fit kind of what our goal is, which is we feel like we're made for play.
Yeah.
So getting outside, getting off your phone, you know, connecting and establishing relationships with your friends, your family. I mean, that's the purpose of the brand. Yeah. And then for us, you know, we've obviously got all the same strategies that any consumer product would, of just course, digital advertising, all the social elements, posting every day. But I think for us, it's really about just trying to reach a level of critical mass with the game. Okay. So, you know, we're getting a bunch of games in schools and churches and camps and just trying to get, we're not a sport, right? We're just like a casual fun game. So it's a little bit of a different strategy, right? We're not trying to be in PE class. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be like on the field during recess, like just something fun you could do.
Okay. I get that. And I hear it's a way like you explained it. It's like, yeah, we're not trying to be a sport like how some of the yard games are. It's like, yes, this is a game to play. And I feel like it's good to have that clear definition beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. And for us, it was like we consciously made the decision to be at $149 for our bundle because we wanted something that if you bought it, you can leave it like we're 100% weatherproof, right? So you can leave it outside for years and nothing's going to happen to it. So right when we got the first one, I put it in my backyard. It's still just been sitting there. the materials that we use and everything, it's just we didn't want people to feel like they had to bring it inside and collapse it down every time. Yeah. That's you know, because that's honestly the worst part about most yard games.
Yes,
yeah, you gotta pack it up, store it. Now, some people want to do that and they don't want to leave it in their backyard. And that's why we made it to where you can collapse it and put it right in the backpack.
Nice. I like that. That is a good concept. I mean, I am a fan of some like wooden games because, you know, they aesthetically look nice, like on top ball toss. But they just made like a nice plastic version, too. But to have it weatherproof like that, that's next level right there. I think a lot of games need to take note.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, At different price points, you can only solve so many problems, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to come out with different games at different price points where, okay, at $39, like, you might not be able to have, you know, everything solved. Like, for Tower Ball, we, at $149, we know we needed to pretty much solve, you know, most of the problems that you would that come up with backyard games.
Yep. Yeah, like having a backpack for carrying it and, yeah, just being able to leave it outside and stuff like that. Dice did a good job. So just backtrack just a second. So when people come up to like play the game and everything, what's like the most common like misconception that they have about the game?
Yeah, so for the it's definitely like how far away you stand.
Oh yeah.
Right, cuz there's only so many ways that you can demonstrate that. I mean, we try to be as clear as day in the marketing. Uh-huh. But we still see people kind of standing as far away as you would for cornhole.
Oh, okay.
And that's not it, right? Like it's really as we've seen more people's responses to it. Mm-hmm. The game is really like a combination of cornhole and darts.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the same motion as darts. And so for darts, you're not standing that far away. Right. Uh-huh. So for this, it's three steps. So around 10 feet, you know, 9 to 10 yeah. feet. So everyone that play that when they first see it, if you don't read the instructions, you know nothing about it. You're standing really far away and you're like, oh, wow, this is more challenging than I thought. And we're like, stand closer. You're like 100 yards away.
It's got to be so funny.
Yeah. And some people that are really good, I mean, they can stand really far away and still play. Mm-hmm. But, you know, most people aren't going to be able to, like, you know, make it in the red hole from 10 yards.
Is it rewarding when people really start to get into it and you see the game just come into life, like when you're at events and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're new, right? We just launched like 5-6 weeks ago. So I think for us, it's very exciting. I think like my favorite part about being in this industry is that it's the market tells you whether it's good or not, right?
Yeah.
Like you can work as hard as you can. The market doesn't care like how hard you work. Like they're going to look at the product, make their own assumptions and generate their own opinions about your game based on their experience. So you can only do so much. And I think for us, that's like the exciting, scary, fun, motivating part of the industry itself.
Nice. Yeah. People will give you that feedback, especially being in social media. You'll get it right away. So, hit the ball out of the park right out of the gates. And that's what a lot of games and people need to do these days coming into business.
Yeah, I think for us, the niche that we saw, and we understand why, because it's very challenging, is there's just not a lot of new yard games every year.
Yeah.
Right? It's a lot of the same stuff, and it's commoditized on Amazon, and it's just based on price.
Yep.
So for us, Caliber Games is all about giving people a better customer experience, just putting them first, finding a way for us to release more and more games. We'll have our version of all the standard backyard games.
Yeah.
Right? Because people still want those games.
Nice, just the Caliber version. I like it.
Yeah, so for us, it's, doing that. And then also just being like, hey, we want to be known for, what games are they coming out with this year?
Nice. That's a lot. It's a lot of work. I'm excited to see what you guys got coming up next because, you started off good, so can't drop the ball.
Yeah, seriously. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's move on to some random questions. Let the listeners get to know you a little bit better. All right. So first question, do you like hot sauce on everything or no hot sauce on anything?
Oh, I'm definitely hot sauce on everything.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm all about the Tex-Mex down here for sure.
Oh yeah. I was in Texas recently, in Dallas, and, everything was like spicy down there. And I was just like, I love it. I was like, I didn't even ask for this.
Yeah. I'm a hot sauce guy for sure.
Oh man, that's awesome. All right. Next question. Since you're building a backyard game company, what is your favorite backyard game to play?
I think my favorite backyard game, I think I would have to still say cornhole.
Okay. Yeah.
Like as much as I don't like it for a lot of reasons for like the general market, I love playing cornhole with my friends. So
nice. Oh man. My new favorite right now that I've just been playing a lot with everybody is Dags. So it's like cornhole but with dice.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that like Pip Fail or Pip Fall. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
that's fun.
It's a hit at all the parties. We always generally just start going back to playing Dags these days.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll have to try that.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Oh, name the most interesting place you've traveled.
Definitely Thailand.
Ooh.
It's nice. Like a crazy, just to go somewhere that's completely different. Nice. I went with my wife, like. Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was the most exciting, fun place to go.
Yeah, why'd you go out there? Just for fun, vacation? Or?
Yeah, just for vacation. We just wanted to go somewhere different before we had kids. So.
I love that. Nice. Yeah, that's definitely on one of my lists of places to go.
Oh yeah, man, it's awesome.
All right, next question. Oh, this is a good one. Do you have a favorite conspiracy theory?
Yeah, so my favorite one is that we didn't land on the moon for sure.
Yeah, I think I like that one too.
Oh yeah, and like going to the museums and stuff. I went to school in Washington, D.C., and just seeing it all, I just that one resonated with me of like, yeah, maybe we didn't go to the moon. I like that. I like that idea.
I know, and definitely like flat earthers all around here is that's another good one. Like, how is
Yeah.
that even possible? Like, what do you like, really? There's a whole movement around this?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next question. What is the most influential book you've read?
I have to say, I don't read books.
Hey,
The only book
yeah.
that I read is the Bible, and then everything else is just podcasts.
I know,
So I would have to, I
right?
guess, to technically answer your question, I'd have to say the Bible, and then beyond that, I don't read books.
All good. Well, have you been listening to any business podcasts lately?
Oh yeah, I listened to How I Built This and by Guy Raz, and then I listened to Gary V. Vaynerchuk, so him. Those are the two guys that I listen to the most.
The standard ones. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. nice. Those are some good answers. Let the listeners get a well-rounded view of you. All
Yeah, exactly.
I just have a couple more questions for you. So after creating your business and everything, I mean, I know you just started, but looking back, what is one thing that you would have changed or done differently, like when you initially started the business?
Oh, I've got my number one thing for sure is I would have done an outer box on our current shipping box for TowerBall. And so all of our products moving forward will have an outer box. So like you got TowerBall, right? It's a big, nice white with all the design on it. We just felt like because all the shipping carriers right now, I mean, they just throw the boxes around. So even though ours is held up great and it's fine, it's like another kind of touch point for consumers to feel like we took the extra step, we paid the extra money so that the inside box for them just is going to feel and look awesome.
Yeah, that's something probably a lot of people don't really think about until like later. But yeah, I could see how that could be a problem, because when you get it, it's all like it was a little bit beat up, but it's still
Yeah.
like a nice box. So yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's almost in some ways we were like maybe it would have been better to do a cardboard box because when it gets beat up, people don't really care.
Yeah.
But for TowerBall, a lot of people have been giving it as gifts, so if it arrives a little scraped, it's just a little disappointing. We don't want people to feel disappointed at all when they get it.
I like that, and I can hear that you really care about that portion of it, because it is like, when you're get receiving it for the first time, you want to have like, good feelings or initial front foot forward when you get the product. So yeah, that makes
Yeah,
sense.
exactly. Exactly.
Next question. What are you currently excited about for the business, or what do you have like coming up?
I think we're most excited about just getting more Tower Balls out there, right? We're excited to see more people's responses to it. And then honestly, Caliber Games is coming out with a game in the end of January that's going to be kind of in the $39, $49 price point. And we've
Nice.
got another game that's going to come out in the summer. So I would say we're just most excited about releasing new games next year, having our version of all the classic yard games, and just trying to get Caliber Games out there more and kind of explain to people what our mission is.
I love that. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you guys got coming up and test out more games and help you guys spread the word.
No, thanks, man. We appreciate it. I love your podcast. Love hearing all the stories from the different founders of Yard Games, and it's cool to have someone that focuses on that.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I just have one more question for you. As a yard game entrepreneur, what is your mantra or quote that inspires you to wake up and get more games sold every single day?
I think it's just get people off their phones. It's pretty simple. I think for us, it's like you got to take moments to unplug and get away. And so our thesis is right now there's not a lot of fun new yard games. It's a lot of the same old stuff. And so our mantra is like give people a reason to get off their phones.
I love that. That is like a perfect quote for, you know, playing yard games. Get people off your phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, this has been fun. And definitely thank you for hopping on and talking about your game. Like I said, I'm excited because it's a quality built game. And I'm excited to share it with everybody.
Hey, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. And good luck on all the talks moving forward.
Yes. And yeah, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day.
That was Alex, owner of the company Caliber Games, creator of Tower Ball. I'm so excited to see what he has in store for us. He hit the ball out of the park with Tower Ball, and I'm excited for Caliber Games to be coming out with new games every year. What? I mean, just in Tower Ball, the game looks nice, it's built well, and it's a fun gameplay. And we need to be playing something new, or just add it to the arsenal of games in your backyard. You know, pull something out for your next party, brand new. People are going to be like, what is this? And they're going to have fun. Oh, man. So, like I said, links are in the show notes. Use promo code TOSTALK, all caps, all together. Receive $30 off your order of a Tower Ball set right now. And I hope you guys have fun. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.